Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brimskin time, number 167, Tears from Heaven. I don't know why I came up with the name. I just went with it. So deal with it, people. Anyway, as always, Within Brimskin brought to you by Manitail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World.
I've got my right-hand man, Mr. Alex DePonte.
What's up, people?
I got the sus woman herself, Megan.
Hello, what's up?
And we're going to have some fun today, I hope. I'm already acting
silly. I like fun. Fun's cool.
So, F is for friends who do stuff together.
You just totally talked over the secret word.
Today's secret word is...
fun. So that's going to be the new secret word of the day. And the sound's still all off, just so you're aware. I don't know how it is in your ears.
It sounds fine to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Is it too loud in your ears?
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Listen,
your hearing's all messed up.
My hearing is awesome.
You need to go to a doctor.
Screw you and your doctors. What do you call it? So I've been made fun of, like, for the last however many weeks, well, forever many years, but... you know, Danielle or Haley or, you know, Dylan or Samantha, any of my kids and my wife, where it doesn't matter what's happening, they could be talking in the other room and, like, against the wall and, I go, what? What are you saying? Oh, you can't hear. You need to get your hearing checked. I'm like, I can hear perfectly fine.
For the record, Megan and I have our volume set at, like, like 3, and you are at 8.
That's because I like to hear it nice and loud.
It's loud in my ear. How is it for you?
It's
loud?
It's pretty loud.
It's pretty loud.
But I'm also kind of deaf.
Mine is at 8?
Yours is at 8.
So lower it a little bit.
If I lower...
this is how I feel,
Now you can't hear.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, what? That's because you're deaf.
No, I think it's because of the system.
No, it's because you're deaf.
I have amazing hearing.
If I put on your headphones, it would blast in my ears.
Okay,
because I've done it before. I've done it, and I'd be like, oh, whoa, yeah, that's right. These are Brim's headphones.
All right, well, turn it back up because I want to be able to hear.
All right, it's back up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why you think I can't hear.
Because you can't.
I can. I can hear. I hear perfectly fine. And then they're like, when you talk down low, you know what I'm saying?
It's not that we're talking low. It's that your ears can't hear us because you're kind of deaf.
Not you. I'm talking about at home. And I can hear most things that are going on around me. I can hear things
in the other
room.
If I had your headphones set at a normal volume, you would not be able to hear.
I think that it's just my headphones in general.
All right.
I'm telling you.
All right. Viewers, because, you decide.
First of all, they're not viewers, they're listeners.
You decide. Future viewers, hopefully.
So you think I can't hear, you can't think. There we go. How do you like them apples?
Listen, I never claimed to be able to think efficiently. But
you
are the one standing on this pedestal saying that you have perfect hearing. I am calling BS.
I am standing on the top of that mountain, and I will fight to the death. I'm going to be like Eddie in Stranger Things. I'm going to fight to the death. The death, I tell you! The death!
The BS of WBS.
For fun. See, you guys are off.
What? You just said fun, it's great. And just screamed immediately. You gave us no chance.
See, you thought that I wasn't going to remember and catch it that time.
No, I knew you were going to catch it. It's when I'm going to use it later in like segment 2 or 3 in a casual sentence that you're not going to grab it.
I didn't say I don't forget things easily. I just said I can hear.
Oh, well, fair enough. At least he's admitting to being forgetful, just not deaf.
If I have to make sure that I have everything in my phone or written down, otherwise I'm going to forget it because there's just way too much to remember.
If I don't have stuff attached to me, I'm going to forget it.
If have stuff attached to you, you're going to forget it.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is you and memory is awful. And I'm telling you right now, Megan, if you want to be a part of this, and I think you do, I am going to sage the crap out of him.
Please do.
Because he needs to be saged. He needs the demons to be out of his body and stop him from being as clumsy and forgetful as he is.
I am very clumsy. And I am very clumsy. And I also forget I lose everything.
You need to super glue things to you.
Yeah. I'm surprised you still have your weenie. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't attached to your body, it would be gone.
Yeah.
It would be gone. Be like, oh,
guess what
you're
I
not,
lost.
You're not wrong. It would be gone.
It
absolutely.
Would be. But then you might not mind it being gone anyway.
Hey, I didn't say it.
Megan might mind it being gone, but you
a
might.
Little bit. Just
sometimes,
a little.
Just a little bit. Just, yeah. Just sometimes.
They make things for that.
50% of the time. 50% of the time. What do you call it? Oh my God! What was the thing? I heard a joke, and I can't remember what it was. What do you call it? The little boy asks his dad, he's curious, and he says, "This is my wee wee," and whatever. He goes,
"Okay,
but what does Jenny have? Jenny's his little sister. What does Jenny have?" And he's like, "Well, you know, that's where she sat on a hatchet by mistake.
Oh my God!
You know, by mistake. And what do you call it? And now that's her wee wee." And
oh
and he goes, "Oh," he goes, "Well, the mommy must have got hit by a massive sword."
Oh my God!
What do you call
Lord.
It? How awful is that?
It's so funny.
Lord.
It's funny. What do you call it?
Explains the bleeding.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like. Ugh. So, anyways, the whole. We're gonna get off the peep thing now because
yeah, let's get off that.
Otherwise, it's gonna go on, and I'm. It's just gonna be a bad.
Yeah.
So, what do you call it? Yeah, crazy week.
What's happened this week?
Well, I was supposed to be in San Diego signing this past week
at the Comic-Con.
So, yeah, I was supposed to be at Comic-Con, and I was scheduled for Comic-Con. Everything was good, and then I had the two things that I was hoping to get, which unfortunately, had I gotten those things, there's a long story to this, but if I got those roles, then I wouldn't have been able to go to San Diego because I had to be free and available for those dates.
So you made yourself available.
So I made myself available in hopes that I was going to hit those roles. Unfortunately, they went in a different direction, but they did give feedback and they did like what I did.
And
so that's
just
a positive.
Use the GHR helicopter to fly back.
Yeah, GHR helicopter. What do you call it? We're getting there, but not there yet. And I do not want to fly in a helicopter anyway. But that being said, what do you call it? So I was like, okay, fine. I could still go, but I had already canceled my signing, but I could still go. And I said, okay, what do I do? Do I go? Do I not go? What do I do? And then I was like, okay, then I get a call from another deal that I'm doing for an Amazon show, which I can mention. I can't say what it's all about, but it's an Amazon show. So that being said, I was supposed to film that, and then they go, okay, you know, we're going to need you possibly for this coming week. So I go, okay, well, then I definitely can't go to San Diego.
Right, yep.
And what do you call it? So everything, I just canceled everything. And then what do you call it? They go, well, we're gonna do it on August 1st instead. I was like,
at least you're still in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But I'm just going, son of a bitch. Like, so I did not go to San Diego. Had a ton of FOMO because I missed out on so many things with my friends and you know, tour family and, you know, like just a lot of stuff that went down that I would have liked to have been there
stuff
for.
Stuff and things.
Yeah, but it's okay. You know, I set up Dana from, you know, my partner in Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Mm-hmm.
I set her in so she went in through the celeb area. You know, she wasn't set up for it prior.
Wait, Dana went to Comic-Con?
Dana, she lives in San Diego.
Oh.
So I was going to stay with Dana and her husband, so this way I didn't have to worry about a hotel and anything last minute.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, everything was set up. I had events, dinners, everything. Everybody was hosting me. I had so many things going on.
Yeah, he usually has like a bunch of people that he hangs out with and everything when they go to San Diego. I remember the stories when you came back from the 1 year that I was watching the studio, and like, yeah, it sounded like fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you were watching the studio, don't get me started on that.
Oh no.
Yeah, I didn't
really watch the studio.
Yeah, Alex did a big oopsie that week.
Oh God.
But what do you call it? That being said, we're going to forget about that. But yeah, no, he was upset because he didn't come. He would have come, but he was the only one that could have run the studio.
Oh,
so we
okay.
needed somebody to run the studio, and Tom and Steve were on air, you know, hosts.
Yeah,
and so, I basically just didn't come for a week. It was like a vacation.
Yeah, he didn't come, and it was bad because we wound up. Let's not get into that because I was going to be annoyed with Mr. Alex.
I'm sorry.
But what do you call it? But you're still here, and I love you.
I'm here.
You know, we had a good conversation about it. But the what do you call it? But you heard all the stories, and you know what I mean. Like,
oh my God,
I know everybody.
Blast.
So like when I go, it's like, you know, I'm the mayor. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's awesome.
They had Wendy's cooked by them by professional chefs.
Oh my God.
On like a yacht.
Yeah, on the yacht. On the IMDb yacht. Yeah. So,
oh, wow.
It's the IMD boat. So, yeah.
IMD boat.
Even though it's the, what do you call it?
I need a boat.
It's a yacht, but it's beautiful. Anyway, we'll pick it up in the next segment. It's a lot of fun. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
You got me.
I know.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild Z from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Within Brimskin. Hi. And what were you talking about dribbling?
Okay, so I almost dribbled some of my coffee during break. I apologize for that scene. However, what do you call it? When I was driving in the car this past weekend, I was wearing a white shirt, because I'm going to get to what happened this past weekend, but I was driving upstate. So what do you call it? And I was wearing a white shirt.
It's always when you're wearing white that you dribble.
And I had, what do you call it? So I have in my car, I have my what do you call it? My drink, and I have the straw, like the one of the metal straws in the drink.
Uh-huh.
But so when I was drinking my coffee, and it came up, but it was too hot. It was still hot, and I grabbed too much, and I went and it went all over my shirt.
Oh,
I'm like,
Lord!
And he dribbled.
I was so upset.
He dribbled like a basketball player.
Yeah, no.
Isn't that what it's called? Dribbling?
Dribbling, yeah.
Yeah, dribbling.
Yeah, dribbling.
He's a basketball player now.
I am.
He could dribble in his car.
That's
impressive.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
It's hot. What do you call it?
Is it fun?
Dribbling?
Ah!
Shit.
I knew I would get you.
Because I was thinking of how to answer that. So when I was younger, it was funny because Haley had seen somebody in the car playing with their drumsticks in the car, and I was like, "Oh, I used to do that when I was younger."
Oh, I bang on the steering wheel all the time.
So I used to have a pair of my drumsticks in the car, this is one of my old cars, and
yeah.
What do you call it? I had drum pads. Adhesive, you know, is that what you say?
Yeah, like
I used adhesive to glue them to the different areas of the car. So I'd be like, while I was sitting and driving, yeah,
because
I would drive with my knee.
And it
See,
probably wasn't the best
idea.
I'm not
the only one.
I know, it just looks scary.
Yeah, it probably was not the best idea.
Listen, on straightaways, like, it doesn't really. And we have self-driving cars now.
Yeah, I don't know how much I trust all that. But I that's besides the point. So going back to San Diego. We're in San Diego here. Yeah, so many things
to do. You dribbled all over yourself.
I dribbled all over myself. Had lots of fun. Ah!
Ah!
See, I got you.
Yeah, you got me back.
But, you know, because I don't just do San Diego, I also do L.A. So, you know, like, I'll come into L.A. early. I'll do my, you know, business in L.A. Then I go to San Diego. I do San Diego. Then I go back to L.A.
Oh, my
gosh. And I do more L.A. because, you know, you get it all done in one trip. So this way you got a lot of stuff going on. And you go. Like, when I'm out and I'm touring or I'm doing anything, I like to be going. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like to sit around because I feel that's just a waste of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not going to get the tour all the time.
Right. Be out, see things, do things, meet people, work. You know what I mean? Make content, do whatever you can.
Meet people.
So that's my thing. And I do a lot of, you know, engaging with people while I'm out. So that being said, you know, I missed out on a ton of stuff. I would have been hanging out with Ozzy if I would have went.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's putting out one new album.
Yeah.
He
is? Yeah. Someone needs to stop this man.
Yeah. Never gonna stop. See, there you go.
Never gonna stop. Is that one of his songs? I don't know. Well, he needs to stop.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
I think this will be the last one.
If he stays alive, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He has Parkinson's, doesn't he?
I don't know what he has.
I'm pretty sure that he
has.
I'm pretty sure he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. You guys deliberate while I look this up.
Is that from the bat?
Alex.
No.
Alex. Alex, the drink. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's how he sounds when he does. I was listening to him on SXM this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, Ozzy. But you know what's scary? It's not just him getting old. He's been like this for the last 30 years.
So
it was him. What do you call it? Terry Crews was around. What do you call it? A whole bunch of my Walking Dead friends, my Clerks friends. You know, you name them, everybody was there. And I'm just like, oh, no.
Yeah, he has Parkinson's.
Yeah.
It's a neurodegenerative disorder. Like, he's going, like, he needs to stop.
Listen, I'm not going to. I feel awful about the disease, but I'm not. It's not. People don't think I'm making fun of his disease when I'm talking and doing the imitation. I love Ozzy. I think he's fantastic. What do you call it? And I respect the fact that, you know, that he has it. But this is Ozzy before they even knew anything about Parkinson's disease.
I'm not saying.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's the drugs.
Yeah.
But Parkinson's is making him, like, shake more and everything like that. Like, it's not good. So, like, he needs to stop.
Yeah. What do you call it?
That was years of drug abuse that made him sound like that.
Still love him.
Oh, I love him to death. Crazy Train is one of my favorite songs. That was really good.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not like I voice act at all.
Wait, you voice act? Like every week.
No. What do you call it? Anyway, so back to San Diego. I'm upset. I missed it. Dana's like, so I set her up to go in through, you know, through the docks, which is a celebrity access.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, because I wanted to make sure she didn't get harassed going in through the other way. And what do you call it? I was like, you can't do it. What do you call it? Because we got a lot of listeners on Dirty Little Secrets Club, too.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? So I set her up in the back, and she went in, and she's like, I had such a great time. She was back there.
She had a blast.
She wound up, she was with, Terry Crews was back there.
Oh, my God.
I was like, he's one of the people that I actually would like to connect with. I was like, and it figures, walking right in there with Terry Crews, and I set you up for it, you son of a Anyway, no, I love her to death. What do you call it? So she had a great time. So she basically represented me while there. So that
there you
was
go.
Good. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, oh.
Get celebrities on Dirty Little Secrets. I'm sure they'd love that, actually.
Oh, they do. They do.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, okay, since I'm not going and I'm not doing anything till the first now, I'm going to take a ride out. I'm going to go and see my daughter. So we decided, since Samantha's not coming home for her birthday, which is August 1st, and I'm going to be filming on her birthday now.
We
call anyway. Well, it doesn't matter. She's not going to be home.
Oh.
So if she was going to be home, then maybe been a little different. But what do you call it? So we're like, this is her 25th birthday. It's an important birthday. So we're like, we're going to go up. We're going to celebrate her birthday.
Aww.
So we went and we drove up, and it's like 5-6 hour drive. You know what I mean? And we went up, and that's when all the dribble happened.
Dribble.
So we're upstate, and everywhere we went was freaking dirt roads.
I was like,
"Oh my god!" That explains the dribble.
I just paid $30 to get my goddamn car washed and waxed before it went.
Oh god!
And detailed.
Looks
and
like
now
you're gonna
here
have to pay another $30. Where did you get your? But where did you pay $30 to get your car detailed?
Place down the room.
I need to do. We need to do.
I mean, it's
car.
Not. Yeah, it's not car. Like. It's not like detailed, but it's detailed. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They go in. They super clean it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like $30. They do the outside, the inside, everything.
That's
yeah,
not bad.
It's nice. Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
Yeah
you
she
could
does.
Do. You could do the higher package, but I usually don't need to do that. You know.
Gotcha.
I mean, I do it because I like to have like my tires nice and black, and you know, like, and you know, I my little Fiat. You just got a Fiat. You know what I mean?
The inside of her car. Well, I know you. I literally told her. I was like, "Oh, that's Brimstone. How could you tell? Look at the license plate."
But
he has a Brimstone license plate. People,
yeah.
For those of you that don't know,
glad you told everybody that. Now that you know, everybody can look me
it's
up.
It's just so funny. Really, really. Who else is gonna have that? A massive Brimstone fan.
Well, I maybe.
Maybe
there's like four
people
of them.
Have me on. People have me on their bodies. They tattoo
that
me on their bodies.
That is true, but I don't know if people go that far
they
to
really?
Have a license plate.
I appreciate people when you know they put me on their bodies. I really do. I think that's amazing. But like
definitely wrestling.
It is
fans.
A little weird.
I understand.
It is
that.
A little weird. I had one girl who was a huge Stan fan, and she was one of my fans, and she knew somebody else that you know had interacted with me through the Stan Foundation.
Stanley.
Oh, okay.
So what do you call it? So she got Stan's name. She had Stan sign on her arm, right?
Yeah.
And this was years ago, but he was still older, so he was a little fidgety on it. You know what I mean? When he
yeah.
was doing it. But he signed on her arm, and then she wanted me to sign on her arm. I'm like, but if I sign on your arm, you know, you're not going to be able to, it goes away. She goes, no, I'm going to get this tattooed right after.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, no. No, I can't do that. In good conscience, I cannot sign your arm and have you go get it tattooed. If you came in with a Brimstone face on your body, then that's one thing. I've had people come with like detailed, my eye detailed on them, like
oh, wow.
crazy stuff. So that being said, I said, if you do this, what do you call it? Like, I won't feel right. You know what I mean?
I get that.
So I signed on an 8x10 4, and I just gave it to her. I was like, thank you for the sentiment. Sure enough, a few hours later, she comes back
with the Stanley thing
tattoo. Is tattooed all on her arm. Crooked,
oh my God.
Crooked as sin. And,
oh
and
God.
Like, but she's like proud as, you know, like.
I mean.
She had autographs all up her arm.
So that's just what she does.
Yeah.
That's what she was doing. And I get it. I mean, that's really cool, you know, if that's your thing. But I was just like, yeah, no, in good conscience, knowing you're going to do it, I can't do it. If you went and did it after. Like, and got a stencil or whatever, like, then I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But signing on your arm in Sharpie so you can go and get it tattooed, I know what's happening, can't do it.
Yep.
I mean, I've signed
That's
so
strange.
Many boobies that, you know, it's like, you know, like.
Yeah, his wrestling
then
days.
What do you do? You know what I mean? And my music days.
Oh, that's right. He was a drummer, too.
Wait,
so,
what?
So there's Will Kays out there instead of Brimstone. What do you call it? I don't know if they're tattooed on anything. But,
probably not.
You know,
possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, it'd be weird if you had just, imagine it just said Will on someone's tit.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of Will on tits. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back for another segment of Within Brimskin. Are you looking for something special?
Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yeah!
traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Yee, come on!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman. Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, there. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
What's up, people?
What's up?
Hello.
Yeah, Megan said that, what do you call it? We're very sus because
we missed the word.
We missed the word.
We said the secret word and
we did not. So anyway, so going upstate, I'm driving around on dirt roads and I'm just like, okay, this is interesting. Because we went like about 45 minutes away to get to this place called the Windmill, and it's like a mixture between, you know, regular folk and Amish Mennonites.
A golf course.
No, it's like a big flea market.
Well, you know how many golf courses have the windmill. Never mind.
No, it's like a flea market that had a whole bunch of cool stuff and interesting different things.
That's cool.
What do you call it? So we went there for a little bit. We went into the town of Corning. So Corning is where Corningware is made. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, it's Corning.
Corning.
So what do you call it? So it's a very, very, you know, sleepy little town. It's cute and whatever. So we did a lot of stuff there.
She
and
loves sleep.
Oh yeah.
Me too. I love sleeping.
It's so good.
So we wound up going over to the best barbecue spot in the area.
He loves food.
It's called Nichols Pit Barbecue. So Nichols Pit Barbecue, fantastic. What do you call it? If you guys have an opportunity, if you're in the the Glen area,
Glendale?
No. Wade Glen.
No, no.
I can't
Wade
believe
Glen.
I'll tell you in a second.
Glen Quagmire.
What? Can't even guess.
Because they have two locations. Watkins Glen, that's what it's called.
Oh.
So Watkins, because I know the one, there's the one in Corning.
Christopher Watkins Glen.
Christopher Watkins Glen. But it's not the one in Corning. It's the one, it's in Watkins Glen. It's about a half hour outside of Corning. And what do you call it? The location itself, gorgeous. What do you call it? Big, open, you know, nice freaking outdoor area. We had Jasper with us.
Very cool.
So, you know, we brought Jasper and, you know, he was in the outdoor area with us.
Jasper is their pet.
It's our pup.
Puppy.
Our little wiener dog.
Oh, and
he's tiny.
Yeah, but he has a big wiener. And what do you call it? And then we had, what do you call it? They had live music and everything. So we had a whole couple of drinks. We had delicious barbecue. The wings there are ridiculously good. The ribs, freaking fabulous.
We haven't had barbecue in a bit.
Yeah. Well, you would have had barbecue had you come out with me to, you know, the judging when
we,
I told you to come out.
We're busy.
It's not my fault.
I understand.
I'm just telling you what
minute,
you could have done.
I know.
I also invited you to the Wing Festival.
That one we told... Oh, no. It was the Wing Festival that we said that we were going to go to. The other one we knew we couldn't go to.
Oh,
told
well,
you in
it's
advance.
It's not my fault.
Listen, I understand.
I tried.
I know you tried.
I tried.
You're just going to have to tell us when the next thing is, and we're going to have to try again.
If you're lucky.
If we're lucky, yeah.
Well, now I'm hungry.
Yeah, no, me too.
What? You're never hungry.
I know. It's
what
weird.
Did you do?
I don't know.
How
it's
did you
magic.
Do this?
It's like what do you call it? The Immaculate Conception, except hunger. Immaculate hunger.
He like,
you know what I'm saying?
A rat radiates food energy. It's so weird.
But I'm telling you, listen, the place, absolutely fantastic. What do you call it? If you guys are in that area, even if you're not, take the drive. It's totally worth it. They've won so many awards. And they did a fantastic job. The staff was great. Absolutely sweet. Helpful. They had these it was called tachos.
They were tater tot nachos.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
Tater tot nachos.
And the coolest thing is that the what do you call it? The tots themselves were still super crispy when you got them.
Oh,
even with all
awesome.
The stuff on top and like the pork and the, you know.
Doesn't sound like that would work.
So good.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Delicious. That was amazing. What do you call it? Like I said, the wings were a win. The ribs were a win. They had so many good, delicious eats. So if you guys have a chance, like I said, Nichols Pit Barbecue, Watkins Glen, or Corning, they had different menus. So make sure, you know, you give them both a shot. That was cool. And then I don't know if I told you guys because I think it was after we were here the week prior, but we went over to Kickin' Chicken. And
I feel like I remember that name.
Kickin' Chicken is over in Farmingdale. We've been trying to do something together for a while.
Sounds like animal abuse.
Oh, my God.
Well, the chickens are already dead, and you're eating them, you know, for meals. So, I mean, it's not really abuse.
I guess you can kick them.
But it technically, it could be mouth abuse, because at the end of the day, they, what do you call it?
They abuse your taste buds.
They have the hot challenge.
Ooh.
It is
my God.
Ultra,
they do abuse your taste buds.
The
yeah.
ultra hot challenge. And what do you call it? They, first of all, place is great. People are great. Food was great. I did the stupid thing. I did the...
You did the hot challenge.
He wouldn't let me. He goes, Brim, no. He goes, people throw up from this. He goes,
oh my God.
I want you to enjoy the food. I don't want... Because he knew I was coming hungry too. He's like, I want you to enjoy the food. I'm not going to bring this out. What they do is they take... These the tenders.
Yep.
And they, for the ultra hot one, okay? And they put it and they soak it overnight in Carolina Reaper mash.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh,
so it just sucks up all the stuff. Then they take it, I think they batter it then they fry it, then they take it, and then they put the what do you call it, the rub on top of it.
Yep.
And
rub.
Holy crap. So, I was like, okay, so I won't do that. But he did give me the hot AF. So the hot AF is just underneath the big one.
How
and the flavor was ridiculously good, right?
It was
Unfortunately,
really hot.
I did the most amateur thing I could possibly do. And I'm a professional at this stuff. I do it, I judge, I host, and I did the stupid. I grabbed it by my fingers. And I went
you
and
touch your eyes. You
no, 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 no. Oh. And I shoved it in my mouth because I just was doing a video. So I shoved it and I ate like a good maybe 2 inches of the chicken. And I put it in my and it was hot because it just came out. I put it in my mouth. I got it all over my face because you don't want to get it on your lips.
Nope.
I got it on my lips.
Yep.
And in my mouth. And I was like, it's gonna suck.
And, oh God!
And it was before I ate. It was before I ate everything else, and I was like, ah. Oh. But all the food was delicious. Loved it so much. They're fantastic. They have this new late night menu that they're doing over there. What do you call it? So people should absolutely check them out. Kickin' Chicken, Farmingdale, New York. If you're on the island, or if you're gonna be here, make sure you check them out because they are really cool. And what do you call it? So the other thing I was doing after I dribbled all over my shirt, so I finally was able to stop. And I wound up putting on one of my new tees from Fresh Clean Tees.
Oh, there you go.
So what do you call it? So that was really
sponsored.
Nice. See how I did that? See how I did that? But I really did. And they actually fit really nice. They sent me a bunch of black shirts because black is my color, you know?
Yep.
And what do you call it? It was like, I should have been wearing this.
Black is my color. It's a shade.
Because, all right. Because if I, it's a color, damn it.
It's a shade.
It's a shade.
Shut your damn mouths. Shut your damn mouth.
People used to yell that at me all the time.
But if I didn't, you know, wear the white shirt and I had the black shirt on, I wouldn't have had these big blotches of coffee all over me.
Yeah.
Right? So that being said, the shirts were not, they're great. What do you call it? I wound up wearing them all weekend. And they're nice and loosely fit because at the end of the day, for me, being a big guy, what do you call it?
You want a loose fitting shirt.
I need a looser fitting shirt, yep. But it's going to look good in certain areas.
Well,
so the way it was cut,
it's
was
still
really
tight
nice.
On you, like in this areas where you need it to be.
This is Leviathan.
Well, I'm just saying, like the they shirt that you're wearing too. Right now, it like it's tight on you in the areas where you want it to be, like your shoulders, so you look big, but loose in the places where you need it.
Yeah, well, and they're longer. The shirts are a little bit longer, which
gotcha.
Is nice because sometimes they'll ride up. But anyway,
free sponsorship.
But that's the what?
I said free sponsorship. Well, I mean they sponsor you.
Free sponsorship. I do my work. What do you call them? They do theirs. Send me the stuff.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
You know, some people pay me. Some people send me stuff. Some people do lots of things.
Send
but anyway,
stuff.
But I personally, you know, I personally enjoy. I reached out to them because I wanted to try their shirts out. And I really actually do like them.
I want
to
reach
out.
They
sent me long sleeve shirts, though. I was like, don't send me any long sleeves because I'm not going to be wearing.
I like
long
sleeves.
Yeah, but you can't wear a 3X.
Fair enough. I want to reach out to Jones Soda. I want them to sponsor us.
Okay, so reach out to them.
I we should.
Oh, by we, that means you, Brim. You
all
should
right.
reach out.
All right. I will try and reach out to them because I actually, I guess, well, no free ads, but I guess free ad. I bought like 50 at the dollar store the other day, and they are like already all gone.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to be the chunker pretty soon.
Absolutely.
You know how much sugar is in those?
I love them, though. They're so good. It's the only soda I drink.
And they're in glass bottles.
They're awesome.
That's why they're a little bit better. They're a little bit more flavorful.
And they have great, they have like pineapple. They have like this like strawberry weird mix one. They have like the bubble gum, the blue bubble gum one
that
I want to get
you.
Yeah,
they have like 40 flavors.
They probably have like 20 flavors, something along those lines.
I got
lines.
Them from the dollar store. I got like 50 of them.
Yeah, but they only have the terrible ones there.
I agree.
They only have the terrible ones.
They have the cream soda.
I love them, but I'm going to say they have terrible
All right,
ones.
They don't have terrible ones. Listen, it's just not for me. I'm not a cream soda person.
I
the
like
cream soda.
Soda
is really good. It's just not. I'm not a cream soda person.
I like cream soda.
She likes the cream one.
The cream one is good.
Mm-hmm. The blueberry is good, and I will drink it, but it's not my favorite.
Sounds like fun.
And then they have green apple at the dollar store, which I do really like the green apple soda.
Do you know?
But it's hard to find.
Well, nothing for you. That's good. They can't find it. There you go. Anyway, that's about all the time we have for this week on Within Brimskin.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much, Miss Sus, for coming in.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
Hanging out. Make sure you catch the Grindhouse Radio, new every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Dirty Little Secrets Club every Tuesday, Within Brimskin every week on Tuesday. Alex and I love you. We appreciate you. Hit us up on social, and we'll see you next week.
I never said I loved these people.
Shut up, Alex.
I'm joking. I love you guys.
You do love them.
I do. Wait a minute.